Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, welcome. We're pleased you joined us, and we pray the Lord will minister to your heart and encourage you in your walk in Him. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. Well, with the Lord's help and goodness, we have been ministering on a message I've entitled Understanding God's Loving Kindness. We've been looking at Psalm 107, and in that psalm, there are five meditations or reflections, if you will, on the various aspects of redemption. And we looked at the first few verses from verses 4 through 9, and it speaks of the redemption of the spirit of man. And beloved, if you're just catching me midstream, if there's ever a time you want to rehear or have missed a broadcast, feel free to go on to the unveiledchrist.org website and just go to the broadcast, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. They're archived there. But we're talking about the work that God wants to do in the whole man, our body, our soul, our spirit. Those five aspects of redemption, if you will, deal with the heart or the spirit, the soul, the mind, the storms and circumstances of life, and the negative things, and also the good things, the times, the good times, the things that are good, the things that are bad. God is there to redeem us in every possible circumstance and situation in our life. But now, as we go on consecutively through this psalm, I want to speak to you a little bit about the pit. Have you ever been to the pit? I have been there quite a number of times in my Christian experience, and it's not a pleasant place. Some of you may be finding yourself there right now. David was there, and Psalm 40, I'm going to reread this, I read it on yesterday's broadcast. He said, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and establish my goings." Aren't you glad for that? He just doesn't get you out of the pit, but He helps you to carry on and to move on into higher ground. And not only that, He hath put a new song in my mouth, glory and even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and shall fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Praise God. I could go on reading that psalm, but we want to stay with Psalm 107, and I want to talk about the pit. And I believe the Lord has some people listening today that might find themselves there, and it is not a pleasant place. It's a dark, lonely, miserable place. It's isolated. Your nerves can feel like they're shot. Your brain is numb, and you might feel you're the poorest example of a Christian witness there is. There are unfulfilled hopes and dreams that float up to your conscious mind just to torment and mock you. You can't think of any good reason to keep on living. You know, your best efforts weren't good enough. All men are liars and faithless. And perhaps you've done something, you really have offended God. And God doesn't really love you, or you wouldn't be going through such pain and suffering. But then you really deserve it. You've failed God, yourself, and everybody else. You've lost all hope. Is there any point in trying? Nothing ever works out. You know, try to serve God to the best of your ability, but it seems year after year you're wandering around in a barren wasteland of poverty and purposefulness. It would have been better if you'd never been born. I give up. I've had it. Beloved, that's the pit. And it's a place of depression, a place where there's no faith, there's no light. It's a bad, horrible place to be in. And on top of it all, especially if you walk with the Lord a while, there's a heavy layer of condemnation because of your spiritual state, because you know what the Word says, and you ought to know better. But beloved, I've got good news for you. The pit, that desolate, desperate place, is where you come to the end of yourself. And beloved, some of God's most powerful saints had to come to that place. Paul came to that place. He fought against God. Paul said, or the Lord said to Paul, "It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks." He had to be knocked off his horse and blinded before he finally got his ear finally was open to hear what the Lord was saying to them, to him. And there's two choices that we have to make when we're in the pit. We can turn to God, or we can turn away from him. Jeremiah literally, physically was in a pit. He was put there to die. And if it hadn't been for God's mercy and God's intervention, he would have died there. But he remained faithful to God. Remember Jonah? Well, God called him to do something, to go to Nineveh to preach. And he turned away from him. He ran as far as he could in the opposite direction. But for those whose God's hand is upon, you know, there's some God kind of lets them do what they want, but there's some, no matter what you do, you can't get out of it. Like Brother Glass, he ran from God for 10 years because of all the hurtful, negative things he experienced as a young man in the Lord. But nonetheless, God knew what it took to draw him finally to him, where he was fully and finally surrendered. Some of us, it takes a little longer. Some of us are a little more stubborn. But beloved, let me just say, save yourself a lot of grief and heartache. It is a much easier and better thing to surrender and yield to God, because he is going to have his way. Just like Jonah, you know, Jonah said, well, this is the Lord, huge storm, they were going to perish. And he said, if you want to save yourself, man, he did have some level of magnanimity, and he said, throw me overboard. But that wasn't the end of it. I guess Jonah was just hoping to die. To me, there's such humor in that, because he didn't even die. A whale swallowed him, and he was 3 days in the belly of a whale or big fish. Can you imagine what that would be like? Anyway, he did obey the Lord ultimately. So, beloved, wherever you are, you might feel you're in a wretched, dreadful place, but I encourage you in the name of the Lord to turn to God. Don't turn away from him. The enemy of your soul wants you to be angry at God, to be angry at yourself. Sometimes it might be easy for you, relatively easy, to forgive others. Sometimes it's the hardest thing we can do, to forgive ourselves. You know, speaking very personally, when I came to the Lord, I did ask the Lord to forgive me my sins. But to be honest, even though I'd been raised in a nominal denominational Christian home, when I broke off the traces, I became at 17, 18, I was an atheist. I was convinced there was no God. And so I said, I told my aunt, I said, I will never be in a church again. I was convinced. At 19, I knew just about everything there was to know. Anyway, the point is, God was gentle with me for 10 years. He let me do my own thing until I realized that there was something I was looking for, and I couldn't find it. I didn't know what it was until it was God's time in my life, and I was faced with the reality of the gospel. And I said, God, if you're real, make yourself real to me. And so, beloved, so is it true for us. Sometimes we have to go down to the very bottom of that pit, but that's where we can turn to God. Don't turn your back on him. Don't get angry. So many people have just lost out on the blessings of God, on the goodness of God, the loving kindness and mercy of the God, because they've been angry at their circumstances. They've been angry at God. I know some wonderful Christian people who stopped serving God because of the things that happened in their lives. They couldn't understand it, and they were hurt, and they just you know, were rebellious. The Lord brought back, I didn't even finish my thought. When I was unsaved, I really didn't know any better. And so when I repented of my sins, I didn't feel a sense of deep repentance. Now, the grief I feel when I look back at what the sins that I did commit in my Christian walk, the times I was unfaithful to the Lord, the times I was rebellious, the times I was angry, the times I was unfree, those are the things that grieve my heart when I realize that I should have known better. So, beloved, don't let the grief of life, the circumstances, the trials, the battles push you away from God. And there's someone right now, you're in a desperate situation. Beloved, don't give up on the Lord. I beseech you in the name of Jesus, trust the Lord. It looks dark and black right now and you don't see any way out. But beloved, I'm here to tell you, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. I've been in times in my life, in my Christian walk, I didn't know how God was going to provide, how God was going to undertake. But beloved, He is a faithful God. Whoso is wise and will observe these things will understand the loving kindness of the Lord. That's what this whole psalm is talking about. That if we will trust Him, He redeems the whole man, not just our spirit man, but the things that we go through, the soul level, our emotional realm, He is able to comfort us and wants us to trust Him no matter what it feels like, no matter what it looks like. He is able to redeem you to the uttermost. Father, in Jesus' name, I have but a few moments, but I pray for those who are going through tremendous battles in their soul, in their emotions. I take authority over the assault of the evil one, and I speak deliverance now in the name of Jesus. They shall be set free from the power of the evil one that wants to draw them away from you. And Father, I loose your provision, your miracles, your intervention, your meeting of their needs, meeting them in a personal, real way to the glory of God and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. I wish I had an hour to minister, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me. There's more to come. Tune in tomorrow and we'll share the good things of the Lord together. I love you. The announcer will give our contact information. Till then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh.